Whereas a diss, it was something that would more or less break the ground without giving any kind of consideration to any other part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Okay. Have you heard of different names for different kinds of plows, like double shovel, middle buster, G-whiz?
Yes, but I don't know the difference between them.
Yeah, okay. All right. What about something, a frame that a carpenter would use? This work of art here is supposed to represent what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
What would you call that?
Horace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you seen something that was along the same lines, a wooden frame, but X-shaped, like this? You could place a log right mm-hmm. in the middle of it to brace it for sawing it.
Mm-hmm. What is that thing called? I don't know what it's called.
Ever heard sawbuck, wood rack, mm-hmm. either of those? Okay. And something that people would use on their hair, you might use either a comb or a
brush.
Yeah, and to describe the action, you say you're going to your hair.
You're going to brush? Mm-hmm. I am brushing?
Sure. Thank you. All right. Used to, when men used straight razors to mm-hmm. shave with, mm-hmm. they would, especially in barbershops, have this long leather thing that they would sharpen them on.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call that?
Razor strap.
All right. And talking about something that you would fire in a weapon, you might fire a shell in a shotgun,
mm-hmm.
but in a pistol or a rifle, you would fire a
bullet.
All right. Another word for that?
No, that's the only word I know.
Okay, the word I'm after might also be used to describe these things that you place in a 8-track tape player in your car. You put in the plastic what?
Cartridge.
Sure, all right. And we were talking about games that you played as a child yesterday. What about something that you could play on that was a long board, one child on one end, one on the other?
Seesaw.
Yeah, what did you say you were doing?
Seesaw.
Mm-hmm. What was that again?
Oh, the action itself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Seesawing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And something else that you might play on that went around and around and around. You sat on it, and twirled around.
Mm, I understand. I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Did you ever hear of people referring to something called a flying Jenny?
No.
Merry-go-round?
Well, when I think of merry-go-round, I don't think of that.
What do you think of?
I think of a platform that goes around, but it has animal-shaped...
something like at a circus
mm-hmm.
or fair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of merry-go-round.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything, again, similar to a long board that's fixed at both ends and it's flexible enough that children can jump up down in the middle?
No.
Jogging board?
No.
Okay. That's something very common that's suspended from the limb of the tree by ropes with a seat.
Swing.
Yeah, okay. Were any houses in Crowder ever heated by using coal for fuel?
One room, I know of one
mm-hmm.
that used, one particular family used one room
mm-hmm.
and had a coal heater.
Yeah.
Burn coal.
Do you have any idea what you would call the container that you might keep by the stove with extra coal in it?
Coal bucket.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of a scuttle?
No.
Coal scuttle?
Mm-hmm.
With the tapered lip to it?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about a stove, what about the pipe that goes from the stove to the chimney? That would just be a...
pipe.
Okay.
Nope, it's a pipe.
All right. Talking about stoves, does the word flue mean anything to you?
Vaguely. I know it's something inside the pipe that regulates the amount of smoke, so that the smoke will not come back inside the house or something
mm-hmm.
of that nature. I don't know exactly how it works.
I see. Okay. Well, and something that you might use in doing your yard work has two long handles you pick up on and one wheel down.
Oh,
front.
Wheel bar.
Yeah, okay. What about something, a stone or rock about hand size that you could use for sharpening a knife on?